down backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude. Now today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today, and yesterday is weaving in and out. And the fluffy white lines that the airplane leaves behind are drifting right in front of the waning of the moon. He is handling the money, he's serving the food. He knows about your party, he is calling you dude. Yeah, do you believe in the one big sign? The double white shine on the boot heels of your prime. Doesn't matter if you're skinny, doesn't matter if you're fat. You can dress up like a sultan in your onion head hat. We are building a religion, we're making a brand. We're the only ones to turn to when your castles turn to sand. Take a bite of this apple, Mr. Corporate Events. Take a walk through the jungle of cardboard shanties and tents. Some people drink Pepsi, some people drink Coke. The wacky morning DJ says democracy's a joke. He says, now do you believe in the one big song? He's now accepting callers who would like to sing along. He says, do you believe in the one true edge? By fastening your safety belts and stepping towards the ledge. He is handling the money, he is serving the food. He is now accepting callers, he is calling me dude. Do you believe in the one big sign? The double wide shine on the boot heels of your prime. There's no need to ask directions if you ever lose your mind. We're behind you, we're behind you. And let us please remind you, we can send a car to find you if you ever lose your way. We are building a religion. We are building it bigger.
You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, good. It's Black Stripes or White Keys. I am Trisha, and we have
Kayla
and her special guest.
Hi, I'm Danny.
Cool. Yeah, so that was Comfort Eagle by Cake.
I like Cake.
Yeah, cake is cake.
Like,
is
genuinely.
I like both types of cake.
I like a girl with a short skirt.
And a long jacket.
I'm sorry I didn't finish that phrase. I tried.
As usual, there's chaos in the studio.
Always. That's how we like to live.
Okay, should we just play the next song, or you guys have anything to add about this beautiful day?
We watched the first episode of the new Star Wars series that Disney Plus has, because it just came out today.
Disney Plus.
We also watched the first episode of, what's it called? The World According to Jeff Goldblum or something like that? Where Jeff Goldblum just talked about sneakers for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Nice.
It was cool. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what happened.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I am still winded from running up the stairs to get here.
Because, oh my god.
I have to exercise more.
Under or overestimated how long it would take to watch the show?
We underestimated.
Yeah, see, I don't do things like that. I mean, like calculating things, you know.
Any math, really.
Just
I don't do
ask
that.
Ask anyone. Ask my dad, and he'll tell you I can't count.
Really?
Yes.
What comes after three?
Well, four. But there's this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where one time, I was like 14 or 15, and I went to the outlet stores, you know, like how they have outlet stores.
Yeah.
In the Poconos. And I got myself a Coach bag at the Coach outlet, because let me tell you, people, if you want a bag or a wallet, go to the Coach outlet, because it's like 70% off. It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, okay, I got my first bag, like I bought myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was counting to see how much money I had left after that, because it was, I think it was after Christmas or something, and I said, I was like, 95 200. I was counting my money, and I skipped 100 and went to 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
that's a big mistake.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about
I'll
that.
I'll keep this in mind. If I ever need math done, I won't ask you.
Cool, you shouldn't.
Okay.
I'm taking statistics next semester, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's hard. I'm not even taking statistics.
Everyone says it's so easy because I need an easy math course because I need to do math.
You should have taken that one that's like math and
social choice
or something.
I couldn't. It didn't fit in my schedule.
Yeah. There's also one called symmetry.
Symmetry?
I don't assume that one's too hard. I mean, it could be, but...
Damn.
It's about symmetry.
I know when things look the same on both sides.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, cool. We're going to keep playing some tunes. We'll check back later, I guess. Cool. Yeah.
I kissed the kids at noon, then stumbled out the room. I caught a cab, ran up a tab on 7th and Flower. Best recital I had to run. Missed my son's graduation. Punch the Nichols boy for taking his seat. He gets all that anger from me. Their plans could be much worse. Natural disasters on the evening news. Their plans could be much worse. We've still got our health. My paycheck in the mail. I promise to my wife. Never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing. This will blow over in time. This will all. Deductible charity organization. 2 weeks paid vacation won't heal the damage done. I need another one. Step fence could be much worse. Natural disasters on the evening news. Step fence could be much worse. We still got our health. My paycheck in the mail. Promise to my wife and children, I'd never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing to mix a gin and sink into oblivion. I promise to my the
It gets old when you talk to the sun in a tongue understood by no one. Can it be that I hear what he's saying? Is there a reason why I'm still awake? And he says, I've got you written in a black book by the railroad track. You see, I know your fate. Ooh, and I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track you underestimate. Ooh, ah. I gave her something to believe in. Burn up a basement full of demons. Realize you're a slave to your mind, break free. Now give me something to believe in. Just give me, oh, oh, oh. Just give me something to believe in. Every day when I speak to the moon, pale as a ghost in the afternoon. Tragedy has a hold on my mind, but I can see the light between the lines. And I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track you underestimate. Ooh, ah, I give you something to believe in. Burn up a basement full of demons. Realize you're a slave to your mind, break free. Now give me something.
Because place, but we fell like rain. Got lost into the sea. If I don't know, the wind will carry me. So just hold tight.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? That was Sun by Two Door Cinema Club. And before that, we played Something to Believe In, the acoustic version by Young the Giant, and Vowels by Honey.
Yes. Those two last few songs we played multiple times on this station. But, you know,
it's fun.
It's because they're good.
It's because everything is good. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, I believe you wanted to discuss the return of My Chemical Romance.
Yes, we do. But before, don't get too excited because we have a PSA first.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor first or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Cool.
Just because I feel like I'm bound to get sick soon because, you know, I get sick like once every 3 months and it's coming up. I can feel it.
Can you hear me in the mic, in your headphones?
I think so. I don't know.
I can't hear myself. I can't.
I know the other mic works better.
You want to switch?
Wait, maybe because I'm on the wrong thing. I can hear myself now.
Okay, good.
Wait, really? That was all it took? She switched her headphones.
Yeah, the headphones. They were bad headphones, you know?
Oh, bad headphones.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
but... Anyways, yeah. That was your PSA.
Yeah, sickness sucks. Get your flu shots, people.
Yes. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Make sure you wash your hands. If you don't, you're nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah, nasty. You're gross if you don't do
that.
Yeah, gross. You're gross.
Gross.
That's gross.
Yes.
Cool. So, My Chemical Romance, yeah?
Yeah, you know.
Let's talk about this.
It's pretty exciting.
You know, I was having a conversation about a week before they announced this. Like, what, like, other bands are there that you would drop, like, a ridiculous amount of money to go see live? And I was like, I don't know. I've kind of seen just about all of them that I can think of. My Chem's the only one I could think of that I would drop,
well,
like, $100
like,
to go see.
I really didn't think, you know, they actually were going to get back together.
I thought they would eventually, but not now.
I don't think they're going to release more music.
I never
Probably
expected
not.
This.
Because their last album was a disaster.
shade.
I mean, they ought to try to redeem themselves with that.
Oh my. We're having some mic drops.
I did that before too. That's right.
Yeah,
the mic dropped.
You know what? Maybe we should put this on the pre-show checklist.
I already did the pre-show checklist.
Well, we should tell the next people to put it on the oh man, if you could only see. I love that song.
There's so much happening right now.
Understand. Yeah, Gin Blossoms. Solid band.
It wasn't Gin Blossoms, it was Tonic.
Oh, yeah, but isn't the name of their album like Gin something?
Maybe. Maybe.
I think it is. But is Gin Blossoms a band, too?
Yeah, they're a band.
Oh, okay. See, they just all get lumped together.
Yeah.
We should play some 90s music. I want to play some 90s rock.
Speaking of Tonic.
Definitely, we should.
I love 90s rock.
Always down for 90s rock.
You know what I like? You know what I like is the band Elbow, because their name is Elbow, and there's nothing better than that.
Let's play some Elbow. Add that on the cue.
Elbow.
Yeah.
Elbow.
You know, the elbow is like the most powerful part of the human body.
That's...
They say if you're ever, like, getting attacked or whatever, to try and use your elbows. That will hurt the most.
I thought you were supposed to...
Yeah, they are sharp.
They are.
Knee them in the groin area.
Well, that too.
Yeah,
that seems a lot.
That too.
What about elbow to the groin? That's maximum capacity.
How short are you?
Actually, you're very short. So are you.
Yeah, we're like the same. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance, my emo middle school life is resurfacing. Repression is being unrepressed.
I still would not spend an exorbitant amount of money to see My Chemical Romance.
I'm going to.
I think I will.
You're going to?
We're going to.
You're going to?
Yeah.
Like, we haven't bought tickets yet, but, like, in theory, we've already bought the tickets. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to buy them.
Well, because they're just doing one show right now, but apparently there's going to be a tour.
They have added more.
Oh, they're going to have a tour?
But they've added, like, overseas dates. They're going to do a tour.
So you guys are going to go overseas. Oh.
I wish, no. But, yeah, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was one of the first CDs I ever bought.
Oh, wait, ever. That's cool.
Back when people bought CDs.
Yes, back when people went to, like, Best Buy and stuff or wherever and bought CDs.
I used to go to FYE for your entertainment.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
It's a chain where they, like, movies and CDs and vinyl and t-shirts.
Are they still a chain? Are they still around?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in a while. Always thought they were overpriced. That's why I never liked them.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
I used to go there and, like, oh, I want to buy a movie, and it was like $30. I'm like, I'm not paying $30 for a movie. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
What was my? I think the first CD I ever bought myself was Third Eye Blind self-titled album.
Okay, that's
great
a,
album.
That's a good one.
It is a great album. Maybe Third, we should play some of that.
That counts as 90s rock.
Yep.
Oh, totally.
That I mean, yeah, I don't know what else.
Yeah,
would count
we
as.
Got some Japan and Australia, New Zealand.
What?
For the MyChem tour?
I thought you were talking. Yeah. I don't even know what you were talking. I was like, what?
Actually, they're playing with a band called Thursday, and they are also reuniting on this tour with MyChem. Obviously,
they're not as big of a band.
Never heard of Thursday.
Oh, they're so good. They broke up in like 2012.
Was it a Thursday? That's the real
question.
Oh my god, I really hope so.
I would hope so.
Okay, well, we'll be back with a conspiracy later, right?
Yeah,
we're going to have to find something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Maybe we should look up My Chemical Romance conspiracy theories.
If not, if we don't find anything, I did find this subreddit where it's like conspiracy theories that are like kind of like bland. So that sounds bad, but I'll show you what I mean later in like one of these days. We can go.
All right, I'm excited.
We should do both.
We should, yeah, we have.
Just do both.
So many, we have all the conspiracies.
Yeah, I found a good article on Alt Press.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I like Alt Press.
Let's get to the tunes. I guess we're going to play I Never Told You What I Do For a Living by My Chemical Romance.
Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Also, can't forget My Black... Okay, I don't care if you don't like My Chemical Romance, but you gotta like at least one song off the Black Parade.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the album that I would...
think of the marching band.
I wasn't like super into My Chemical Romance. I just listened to that album.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the basic teen. All right, here we go, folks. We'll be back later.
shot to the back of the head and we're all dead now.
I Ride above the street. bones will teach you. We will throw stones. Oh, this is how it's all gone. This is how it's gonna go.
Okay, hello everyone. That was Lampshades on Fire by Modest Mouse.
Yes, they were just they're probably still on the tour, but they were here, I think, not too long ago.
The Black Keys.
With the Black Keys.
Oh, that's right. I remember that tour.
The Black Keys, from which half of our show is named.
Guess the title, yeah. And you know, I looked at the tickets and I was like, I don't want to pay that much. So then,
how much were they?
I think 90 for like not good tickets.
Yeah,
it was in TD Garden.
I just can't afford to drop that kind of money on shows anymore, really.
Unless it's
has
like,
to be a special occasion.
It has to be a special.
Same.
It has to be like, My Chemical Romance.
Pretty much.
I'm like not working this semester, so like I am broke as heck. And like also it's kind of like I never want to spend a lot of money on concerts here because there's so many. Like there's so many cheap Boston concerts.
Yeah.
That it's like, why would I spend this much money when I mean, for Modest Mouse, I might make an exception because it's my favorite band, but like, you know, because yeah, there's just so many cheap and like also free concerts here that it's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to see free shows kind of pretty often
because
I do. Well, I mean, I have to like write something and take pictures.
Yeah, but for like press and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, isn't there?
And it's good to see small shows, you know, see bands that are, you know, it's good to see like up and
there's
coming
like
people.
There's like this one thing, I don't know what it's called, but it's like you like register for like a secret show and then it's like they don't tell you what the band is, but like you like buy the ticket and then you go and it's like this intimate show with like a band, but you don't know what the band is until you go and it's like a Boston thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I want to do it, but
it's
I don't
like
know.
It's like the mystery Airhead flavor. You don't know what you're gonna get.
That's a cool
comparison.
Yeah.
Or like the mystery Oreos.
Yeah.
Or the lollipops.
Or the lollipops. Basically any mystery candy or food.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's a cool idea. We should figure out what that is.
Yeah, we should do it, man.
We should do it and then report to the public about how it is.
Report to the public, yes.
Yes. But anyway, we're going to do a conspiracy for you because it is that time of night. So guess what?
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Yeah. So, you know, we were thinking maybe we'll do My Chemical Romance conspiracy theory. So we'll see if there's anything interesting. And boy, let me tell you, there is some stuff out there on the internet that is pretty crazy. So, according to Alt Press, they have an article about these different fan conspiracy theories, and they are pretty believable, just saying. Because guess what? Everything is coming true.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing that it talks about, I am sorry, I'm scrolling back to the top of the article. But basically, people are saying that My Chemical Romance are copying the Smashing Pumpkins, hence why we played a Smashing Pumpkins song. Because the story is My Chemical Romance like loves Smashing Pumpkins. They think they're the best band on the planet. So, quote, with that being said, the theory goes that My Chemical Romance wanted to also follow the same timeline of the Smashing Pumpkins. First, they both lost their original drummer in the same time frame. Second, MCR were a band for 12 years before they broke up, as were the Smashing Pumpkins. However, the Smashing Pumpkins got back together after a six-year hiatus, which if MCR truly wanted to follow in their footsteps, they too would get back together in 2019. And guess what, people? It is here.
You know what's interesting about that is imagine forming a band and inviting a drummer to be in your band and be like, by the way, we're going to kick you out really soon, like before we get famous because the Smashing Pumpkins did it. So you're only going to be in our band for like a year tops. And then once we start selling records, you're out.
That's yeah.
Wow, that's
because that was one of the steps.
Yeah, it was one of the steps. It was.
I like this conspiracy. I think it makes perfect sense.
It does. And guess what? It continues.
Okay, continue.
The Danger Days, which is the last album that they did, which I've referenced is pretty bad, hinted at the band's return. The music video for the song Na 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 was set in California in 2019. Falling in line with the Smashing Pumpkins theory, MCR could very well known their time as a band was coming to an end. Could they have planned to return in 2019 when they recorded Danger Days? And Danny has got something else about that.
Okay, so there was... that song, there was an image from the music video that specifically said California 2019 in it.
They knew.
So it sounds kind of premeditated. It could be a coincidence, but it would be smart of them to plan it out because, I mean, they're not dumb. They knew that the reception to that album wasn't that great, and they were starting to lose a little bit of steam. And around that time was when nostalgia started being a huge cash in like it is today. So they probably knew that if they took time off and then reemerged years down the road that they would probably all of a sudden be the talk of the town again. And they are.
They really are.
If it was premeditated, it worked.
Yes. Also, MCR were so scared of teenagers that they decided to skip those years. So we conclude that MCR is afraid of teenagers, hence teenagers scare the living out of me. They started in 2001 and broke up in 2013. That means that the band was 12 years old right before their teenage years. If they come back in 2019, the band will be 18, which in the U.S. is legally considered an adult. That means the end of their teenage years and also Danger Day Ages is set in 2019, which proves my point. Done. O.C. This is just like something on Instagram. Or Twitter, I'm not sure. But that person, they thought it all out.
I think that's the best part, is the part about the teenagers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's also funny that they're saying MCR hates teenagers so much when teenagers are probably MCR's
their biggest fan base.
Probably like 80% teenagers.
80%, yeah. I mean, I liked them when I was like 12 and 13.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last MCR song released was Fake Your Death.
Mm-hmm. I have not heard that.
Me neither. It's off like that Greatest Hits. They must have like put an outtake song on there, like a B-side or something.
Fake Your Death, kind of like how they faked going away.
Yeah. Like they broke up, but like we didn't really break
they
up.
They faked their breakup.
They faked it. Wow.
That's interesting. Nice.
Yeah,
damn.
I mean, I don't know. Gerard's a writer, so
you know, and honestly,
he could come up with this
Way
stuff.
Is like so like successful.
The Umbrella Academy is a good show, and I'm sure it's a good graphic novel too.
He wrote that.
Yeah,
I didn't know he like does.
He does graphic novels
or graphic novels.
He's a big comic book nerd.
Oh, right, because it was a graphic.
And also, like, he had solo music like right after MCR broke up too, and then also Frankie Yero did stuff. But, I don't know, it's a whole thing. But I just have, before we conclude our MCR discussion, which, okay, these facts, they planned it. It's 1,000%, not a conspiracy.
So I'm certainly going to choose to believe that.
Yeah, I believe that they planned it.
The best conspiracies
it's
are the ones
too
that are true.
Like, the fact that they actually put California 2019 in their album, mm-hmm. like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like, if they were going to do something in the future, why would they do something only 6 years later? That's, like, so close. Mm-hmm.
And why, like, book a California show and then book overseas shows? It was like, no, we have to have the California show first.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I wonder why.
Or do you think that they were just looking back and they're like, well, this would be a good way to link it? I mean,
like, retroactively, yeah. Like, hey, guys, let's connect this and make people talk. It's possible.
I mean, that's
possible.
That's
possible.
The non-conspiracy view of it, and we're looking for the conspiracy view, though.
I think it was planned.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, one final. Mm-hmm. Instead of them following the trajectory of Smashing Pumpkins, In this fan theory, they follow the trajectory of Shrek. 2001.
Oh, no.
2001, My Chemical Romance starred as a band. Shrek 1 released. 2004, MCR released highly successful second album, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Shrek 2 released. 2007, MCR embark on world tour for The Black Parade. Shrek 3 released. 2010, My Chem put out Danger Days. Shrek 4 released. 2019, Shrek 5 release date. Okay, so this article was definitely written before 2019, but they are back together, and apparently, I googled it, apparently they're making a Shrek 5. I'm not sure if it's actually going to happen, but you know
what? Well, like, we got like a month and a half left in 2019, so if Shrek 5 is going to come out, it needs to hurry up.
Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, at least if it has a trailer, you know, that counts, I would say.
Sure, but I heard they were rebooting Shrek.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Like, they're starting over. They're going to make a new movie called Shrek, presumably with a new voice cast and a new take on Shrek.
You think it would be live action?
I
think.
Oh, that would be glorious.
Imagine live action Shrek.
Well, there's Shrek the musical.
That would be amazing.
A Shrek the musical.
There's Shrek the musical.
That's so disturbing.
There's a musical based on everything. It's probably a musical based off of the show.
Yeah, you're right.
I never want to see Shrek the musical.
I saw it last week.
Nice.
Yeah, No, Shrek, you can actually watch a taped version of Shrek the Musical on Netflix.
I don't
want to
see that. I don't want to see that.
Like,
there's
and,
nothing
you know,
I want to see
a dude
less.
Dressed up. It's like literally a musical.
That sounds absolutely terrifying.
I want to see the green guy with the ears. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it.
I will show you Shrek. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but I can check. But here's Shrek the Musical. It exists.
Oh, my goodness.
There's going to be a live on-air reaction of horror.
Look, that's what he looks like.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. That is that is live action
folks,
Shrek.
Folks, it looks just as bad as you would imagine it looks.
Yes.
Confirmed.
Oh my god.
I will have nightmares tonight.
Now, he has that goofy smirk that Shrek has on like all the movie posters and anything, but if you look at his eyes, those eyes are dead. I hope that guy's getting paid to do that. Like,
I'm
like, well.
Sure he is.
Like, handsomely.
It was on Broadway.
Okay,
it was
he
on
probably
Broadway.
Got some money.
Yes.
Imagine, like, imagine going to see a Broadway show. And
the
it's
Tony Award winning play, Shrek.
Oh,
it
my
probably
gosh.
Did. Honestly, I'm going to look up if it won anything. Shrek the Musical Tony Awards.
That would be the greatest thing I've ever heard if it's true.
Tony Awards. Because they make a musical out of everything. So here's the story, is that they were making a musical and then the funding got released and they had this big animatronic thing for it. So instead of getting rid of the animatronic thing because they cost too much money, they're making a King Kong musical so they can use it.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that wild? I don't know.
That's
I think
wild.
It's happening.
King Kong, that'll
yeah,
be interesting.
There are musicals of things that I never thought there would be. That's what I'm learning today.
Yeah, like, they make... Instead of writing new musicals, people just make movies into musicals.
Hello. That's weird.
Oh, my God. It won costumes for the costume award. It got, like, nominated for, like, so many.
Really?
It got... In 2009, it won one. Why isn't this letting me go on it? One second. It won what?
Oh wow, Shrek the Musical is Massachusetts on Thursday.
Okay,
oh,
so
no.
They got 1,
in
2,
Boston.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 10 nominations, 1 win. So 9 nominations, 1 win. 10 in total.
That's
you
how?
Know, we're going to go see Tool on Thursday and the TD Garden's going to be empty because everyone's going to see Shrek the Musical instead.
You're so right.
We're going to have the entire garden to
you
ourselves.
Know what? Well, you know what's more important than Shrek the Musical? No, wait. You know what's more important? So I said that wrong. No, it's more important than seeing the band that has gotten back to... hasn't released an album in 13 years, but now they just did?
Yeah.
Shrek the Musical.
I hate Tool.
Really? You hate Tool. See, I was like...
People either love him or hate him.
I was like, you know, Tool's fine, but he loves Tool. And then there's a like song off that new record that's really good. They're really good musicians. Even if you don't like that them, you have to kind of like say, yeah, like you know that they're like talented.
It's just noise. It's just noise in my ears and I want it to go away.
Oh, man.
I think it's good noise.
Sorry, I have very strong opinions on this.
You do.
We'll have to discuss this someday. Today's not that day because it's only like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
left. But someday we will.
But it has been a great show today.
It has been.
Black
it's
Stripes
good.
Or White Keys.
Lots of discussion.
A very Shrek-filled episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you're listening to.
We should play Smash Mouth now. I'm kidding. No, we're gonna play songs.
And then
songs
I saw her face.
I'm a believer. Yeah. So basically,
we're gonna play
She by Green Day because my dad was like, play a Green Day song, and you know what? I will because I like them.
Yeah. So that's right. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next
week.
Gotta
say that. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Bye. Have a good night, Medford.
People.
People.
Peoples.
Good.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.